You are listening to مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the first of Muharram 1447. We are here in Delmas, mashallah. Small little masjid, but the masjid is packed to capacity, mashallah. Allah reward our Mawlana Ibrahim Sulaim and our trustees here, and Allah Ta'ala reward all the musallis as well. So about five topics quickly, so inshallah I'll be finished by about 1:05 inshallah. So number one, we are in the month of Muharram, my brothers. So the question arises, what is the meaning of Muharram? Muharram means honorable, respected. What are the virtues of Muharram? Who read chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 36. Our calendar is so old, from the day Almighty Allah created this entire universe. Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 36. Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah isna ashara shahra. Fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa samawati wal ard. Minha arbaatun hurum. The number of months in Islam that were ordained, prescribed by Almighty Allah, the day He Almighty Allah created the entire universe, is 12. And minha arbaatun hurum, and from the 12 lunar months, remember 4 are sacred months. Which are the 4 sacred months? He Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Salatun Mutawaliyat, 3 are consecutive months, Zulqa'dah wa Zulhijjah wal Muharram, and then the month of Rajab. So we can see we are in the holy month, the sacred month, and the year has started, remember that, 1447. So what are we supposed to do, O Ummah? Remember the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioned in Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, various compilations. Afdalu siyam, ba'da siyami Ramadan, shahrullah al-muharram. The best month to fast after the month of Ramadan, which is compulsory, is the month of Muharram. It is shahrullah, the month of Almighty Allah. We call this in Arabic, Al-Idhafa Lit-Tashreef. Allah is elevating its rank and status. Baytullah, Naqatullah. Everything belongs to Allah, but Allah for Baytullah. The Kaaba Musharrafa, to elevate its rank and status. So we should try and fast now also. Remember today, tomorrow, whenever we're fasting, very good. And then the day will come of Ashura, next week Saturday, Sunday is the 9th and 10th. So mashallah, most of us are not working also. So we can fast next week Saturday, Sunday. Hadith in Muslim Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the fast, it was not compulsory. Used to look for it the most was the day of Ashura. So much emphasis on that day there. But because the Jews and the Jutlas used to fast, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sumu yawman qablahu aw ba'dahu. So we fast the 9th and 10th or 10th, 11th, or we keep all 3 days, mashallah, 9th, 10th and 11th. So that will be excellent, you know. So Allah give us tawfiq. And then I know that the women, they like this hadith. This hadith they remember a lot. So all you brothers from Ethiopia and Mozambique and Malawi and wherever, and South Africans, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Man wassa'a ala iyalihi yawma ashura, وَسَّأَ اللَّهُ سَائِرَ سَنَتِهِ. Whosoever is little bit, you know, extravagant little bit on his wife and children on the day, on the night of Ashura, Allah will make your rizq easy for you throughout the year. So next week Saturday night will be Laylatul Ashura, so have little bit nice meal. You don't have to go to restaurant and that. I don't think there's very smart restaurants in Delmas and all that. There's one horse town, I think, maybe 2 horses. So anyway, you must remember that, just sit quietly at home and inshallah you feed your wife and children and all of them nicely, inshallah. And give your wife something, inshallah. Oh honey, take the money, you know. So you foreigners, you heard, you must spend a little bit on your wife and children also. Allah will make your rizq sustenance easy for the whole year, inshallah. You will do. See, the foreigners, no one say inshallah. You're living in Gaza or where you are? So you must spend on your wife and children, inshallah, all right? Inshallah. And then third one, but it's not time for a party and a jol and that. Say, no, Saturday night we'll have a big braai. It's no, no, no. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Taballahu fihi ala qawmin, wa yatubu fihi ala qawmin akhari. That this day of Ashura, Allah Jalla wa'ala accepted the tawbah and repentance of a people, the people of Musa alayhi salatu salam. And wa yatubu fihi ala qawmin akhari. Hadith in Tirmidhi. So Allah will accept the tawbah of the latter and later generations and nations as well. So it's the night of tawbah, Saturday night. The day of Sunday next week is day of tawbah. Not time to have, remember, you see non-Muslims, when their new year starts, then you find wine, dine and swine. You must remember that. In Islam, no. New year comes, it's time for reflection. I was 30 years old, now I'm 31 years old. I'm 70 years old, I become 71. Like that it is. So we're going nearer to our death. We're going nearer to the qabr. So we all need to reflect, wonder and ponder. That is the reality of life. The time of Muharram, we belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So you want to get married, nikah, all that is totally permissible and we encourage it as well. You have the Shias, I've been to Iran, Iraq, all these places with Allah's help, Lebanon and so forth, where there are a lot of Shias. So remember, they say that this first 10 days of Muharram, you must just wear black clothes, you see, and cry and cry and cry. Our Mawlana is here, Mawlana Ismail Baraja. So he was our senior, until now he's our senior. He asked him, he knows better than me. When we were in Karachi, first time in my life I went to overseas, you know. So when these Muharram starts, the bioscopes, the cinemas, they put a black cloth around it, you see. And no bioscope for that 10 days. So I remember one day I was in a rickshaw, you know rickshaw? Tick-tock, tick-tack-tack, whatever you call. So you must remember. So I asked that guy, that why he put the black cloth? Ye kyu ye kaale kapre lagate ho us par? He say, ye cinema bioscope ro raha hai, aise itna Hussein ke liye. Even the bioscope is crying. Can you believe shaitaniyat like that and so on? So we must draw a distinction. We belong to Ahlul Sunnah. So we can have nikah, we can have walima, we wear our normal clothes, everything. There's no such thing we must cry for 10 days and mourn for 10 days and so forth and so on. So always protect our aqidah and our belief structure. Let's come to 4 or 5 current issues which are very important. Time is also very limited. You heard a month ago that there was a big war. Pay attention, this are very, very important things which your mass media will not inform you about. There was a war, this side was Pakistan, that side was India. So what led to that war? So you have India. Now you must remember, Quran says, chapter 5, verse 82, the last verse of the 6 Jews, the 6 Supara. لَتَجِدَنَّا شَدَّنَّا سِعَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies, O Muslims now and in the future, are the Yahud, are the Jews, are the Jutlas, and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. We don't say every Hindu or every Jew is our enemy, nay. But we definitely will say majority of them. You see the unholy alliance between Israel and India. And the common factor is we anti-Muslim and anti-Islam. So India decided with Israel, with America, with France, that there's only one nuclear power in the Muslim world, and that is Pakistan. We must wait such an attack on them, we finish their nuclear and finish Pakistan also up. But bilkul kangal ho jai. They must become totally bankrupt. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ They plot and they plan. Allah has His master plan. China is watching all this here. China and Pakistan are very good political ties. China tells Pakistan, you better wake up and use our planes and everything. Turkey helped the Pakistanis and Azerbaijan helped them. So this is the real politics you need to know. With Allah's fazal, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, the Pakistani pilots went into operation and they decimated and destroyed the India army and their arms and their planes and everything else, the Rafale from France and all. So it was such a big defeat for them, one of the worst defeats that India experienced. Now last week, today is Friday, last week Thursday, you see you, I'm being very honest. The first word and first commandment in the Quran, Iqra, read. The Ummah today doesn't read. Just sit on their laurels, think of Hadi, watch the TV, the men are busy with Hollywood, the women are busy with Bollywood, and the children are busy with Robin Hood. And you think you're going to learn like that? You will learn nothing. You have to read every day. You must know what's happening. You ulama, you students, you who know Arabic. وَلَّمْ يَعْرِفْ أَهْلَ زَمَانِي فَوَ جَاهِلُونَ The fuqaha, jurors of Islam said, if you don't know your current affairs, you're an idiot, you're a jahil, you're a fool. That is what the ulama, our greatest ulama have said. So we need to know what's happening. So remember, this was a great defeat for them. So last week, Trump, you know Donald Duck, he's a shaitan, he's a psychopath, he's an idiot, you know that. The majority doctors have said he's an egoist and a narcissist and a psychopath. He's half crazy, you know. So anyway, remember, he invited the Pakistani army chief. He said, me and you going to have lunch. What was the media statement they gave? He said, no, we want to thank the Pakistani chief. He's a Hafiz, he's a Sunni, like me and you, Hafiz Asim Munir. And he said, I want to thank him that they agreed to the ceasefire, remember that, between India and Pakistan. That is for public consumption to make us fools. The real story is this. Pakistan told the world that now they are buoyant, now they are got Josh, you know, that we beat India, we beat Israel, we beat America, we beat France. So they told Israel, the war you got with Iran, if you're going to use nuclear, we Pakistan will use our nuclear and help Iran against Israel. So Trump stepped in, he said, bye, you don't do all this. Take care. They know the Pakistani weakness. You know Pakistan government also corrupted. The army also corrupted. Aurat aur daulat ne ummat ko barbaad kar diya. Human and money have destroyed this ummah. So they gave them $1 billion. So did Hafiz Asim shake hands with Donald Trump. And he says, we Pakistanis vote for him. Donald Trump must get the Nobel Peace Prize. You got the story now? Why did he make the statement? The Zamana. Quran says, yu'minuna bil ghayb. You must believe in the unseen. Today, ma'al asafi shadeed. The real truth is this. Is yu'minuna bil jayb. People sell Islam left, right and center. Make this halal, make that Sharia compliant, make this, all just to fill the pockets. Now remember that. So that is your first story. Second story, Palestine and Israel. I've been to all these countries with Allah's help. Palestine 5 times, you see. We don't call Israel, we say Palestine. And you must remember that this Jutlas and this side, we went there also. Anyway, so what are the aims? Understand this first. The Jews, the Zionists, have 4 objectives. You must remember that. What is the objective? Look at me, please, brothers. Then you will know what's really happening. You see, this is my handkerchief. This is, you must remember, the Israeli flag. So the flag is white. It has a blue line on top, a blue line at the bottom, and it has the Star of David in between. So 1948, they took over Palestine and said it's Israel. So accomplished, right? There's no more a thing like Palestine, it's Israel. Then second step, we need a capital. So they took over Jerusalem in 1967. They say it's a smack in the face for every Arab and every Muslim that this is our eternal capital, undivided capital. Now what they are busy with is Eretz Israel, Greater Israel. Israel doesn't have borders in the United Nations. They call it disputed borders. So now, we must capture. Now this is the point. This is what I'm telling you. See, blue line on top, blue line at the bottom. That blue line, brothers, is not decoration. It is a smack in our face. Minal Furati ila Nil. From the Euphrates River in Iraq, we went there also. And the River Nile in Egypt, we went there also with Allah's help. So we want Egypt, we want Saudi Arabia, Khaybar, we want Iraq, we want all these countries. It must come under the hegemony, control, authority of us, the Jutlas, they say, the Zionists. And that is why they wage all these wars against Syria, against Lebanon, against Gaza and so forth. Our Hamas, subhanAllah, we are Hamas. You must say we are Hamas. I'm live on air, the Jutlas are recording me now and I speak to you. For what you so frightened to say that? Our leader is Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawar Allah Marqadahu. One Quranic verse, one hadith. You don't have to look at the time also. Quran uses this word only one place, brothers. All you foreigners also pay attention. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah chapter 2, verse 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't abstain, refrain from riba, from interest, from sood, from yaj, call it whatever you want to, then be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Only one place in the Quran you will find, chapter 2 verse 279. Study all the ahadith books and compilations, only one place you will find. قال النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله جل وعلا is hadith Qudsi. Almighty Allah states, من عاد لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. You cause harm to my awliyaullah and waliullah, I Allah wage war against you. Hamas started in 87. The Jutlas were murdering our people in 46-47. They got the Haganah gang, they got the Stern gang, they got all these gangs there, and they later became the Israeli Defense Force. So 40 years before Hamas were formed, you were already terrorizing, massacring and murdering the Palestinians there. So don't come tell us about terrorism, you are the biggest terrorist. So Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, from here downwards, paraplegic, his mind sharpshooter, and he speak, people would listen. 2004, in Gaza al-Mubarakah, Fajr time, the helicopter is hovering above the masjid. They told Sheikh, this helicopter is for you. He said, La nakhafu illallah. We don't fear anybody except Almighty Allah. He left the masjid with his wheelchair. Ariel Sharon, the butcher of Beirut, the war criminal, told them fire, and they fired. They threw him to pieces, helicopter with the helicopter, you know, F-16, all these things. Allah ki lati be awaz hai, the stick of Allah does not make a noise. Ariel Sharon suffered a stroke. Allah Jalla wala put him in Sakarat for 8 years. How many years, brothers? 8 years. La yamutu wala yahya. You don't speak Afrikaans. He can ni lievani, he can ni frekni. You understood? He couldn't frek. Frek is Afrikaans. He couldn't die like a dog, and he couldn't live also. That is Allah. So one waliullah, he stood up for Palestine and he said, لَن نَرْكَعْ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. We will never bow down to you. Sheikh, our brother Yahya Sinwar, he changed the whole Arabic language. You see, when Iran attacked Israel, this Netanyahu war criminal, he ran away to Athens, to Greece. Yahya Sinwar is in the first surf. You understood, Morissa, where's your asa? No asa. No one signed this message. I need a walking stick. Anybody? I'll fall down. Anybody got walking stick? Bring walking stick. I'll need for the khutbah. You must have. Yahya, bring. You see, Yahya Sinwar. So his last is injured. The blood is oozing out. And he threw his stick. You understood? So this became part of the Arabic lexicon and dictionary. Ramaytuhu bi asas Sinwar. I took my stick. And my last moment and movement was this. So Allah has elevated them. They built the best tunnels. No America can find where their hostages are. No the Jutlas can find. Yahya Sinwar was a brave. Our leader, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, who said, Zawalu Israel. Israel, you don't have to believe in it. It's his opinion. He said, in the year 2027, there will be no more Israel. And you see today, you must remember, 2 million plus, their own media is reporting, they have left Israel and they ran away. Now they're going to steal the land in Cyprus. Today's newspaper got. So you must remember these type of things. They just want to steal. Jutla is the biggest group, you must remember that. So brothers, understand what is happening. So now, you as a Muslim of South Africa, living in Africa, whatever, you must make special dua. Ya Allah, give our Hamas victory. They're giving everything of theirs. Their wife, their men, their children, their babies. Ya Allah, do not let Palestine go in the hands of the Jutlas. Do not let Masjid al-Aqsa go to the Jutlas. That is the last plan. Palestine, Israel. Capital, theirs. Eretz Israel, they busy. Egypt, they got Sisi, the Pharaoh there. Ibnul Yahudiya, his mother is a Jewess, so he's their guy. In Iraq, they got Euphrates, the Shias. Shias and them are the same, right? So they got the theirs. Now the last final plan. You see, this is Masjid al-Aqsa. And all of you, my brothers and sisters, go for Hajj, go for Umrah, very good. Your next aim must be, they don't allow me. They told me, AK, you're a big troublemaker. So I told them, I don't have AK-47, what troublemaker? So they say, yeah, you got the other thing. I say, yeah, I got AK-255. So they ask me, what the hell is AK-255? I tell them, AK Ayatul Kursi. And verse number 255 is more powerful than AK-47, you see? So they say, Jutlas, you mustn't fear them, you must speak the truth. So my brothers, go to Aqsa, all of you. After your Umrah, after your Hajj, everything, after Medina Munawwara, go show your... They don't allow me, they ban me for life, the Jutlas. But they listen to me, Alhamdulillah. So the point I'm making is this, you all must go. You must show solidarity with the Palestinians. And they are the ones, they fulfilling. You see this masjid, Ramadan time, two brothers, three brothers sit here for itikaf. The rest of us are busy in our shop and job, some busy with the wife also, you see. So anyway, that they are fulfilling this kifaya, farz kifaya. And was sunnati muqaddah for this itikaf. But their farz kifaya to protect Masjid al-Aqsa on behalf of the ummah. Who's doing it? Only Hamas is doing it. This Arab regime, what you talk, they all lining up with Israel. Giving trillion dollars. I don't even call them Muslim. I say they're murtad and out of the fall of Islam. Everybody knows that. So my brothers, you should know that what's happening. So they said, we want to take over, this is Masjid al-Aqsa, 36 acres, right? So we want the back portion, the Qubbatul Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock. And then we want to demolish it, abolish it, and replace it, you must remember, with Haikal-e Suleimani, the Temple of Solomon. That is the final part. But Allah is defeating them. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُعَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِرَجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. Verily Allah Ta'ala sometimes uses the non-Muslims to have the deen. See Iran. I've been to Iran also. So remember, they tried to bribe me, a lot of things. I debated, beat them and all with Allah's help. Cut long story short, so they defeated Israel and America. Listen, go and see Tel Aviv now. It looks like Gaza some places. There they, you know, they are Khaybar. The thing you must, we must learn this. We can't be blind. Quran does not allow that. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوهُ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Everybody knows I'm one of the most vocal to speak against the Shias and the Jutlas. But Iran, you must give them this due. There's so many sanctions upon them. But they built their own rockets. They built their own missiles. They built everything. And pinpoint accuracy. They took over the stock exchange of Iran, of Israel. They knocked the Mossad. The Mossad hit the chief. They with that one missile, knocked him dead straight to Jahannam. Remember, Iran did this. And our Sunni countries are giving Trump the harami. You understand the word harami is in the Quran also. Zanim. Zanim means harami. Illegitimate child. They're giving him trillion dollars. Hey Trump, you protect us. Who's doing better job? Shia the kuffar. But in helping this, the cause of Islam, they harm Israel so much, you must remember. For that you must give them credit. So my brothers, my time is up now almost. So my message to you, if one day you invite me again at night or whenever, then we'll give you in detail. You understand, my brother Umar Farooq Hussein is here, and Maulana is here, and all of you. So inshallah, we will come back, inshallah. Allah reward my brother Ahmed Abdi. My last message to you, brothers, is this. Remember, South Africa is one of the best countries to live in. I'm not speaking about, you must remember, reward and sawab. We have so much freedom here. You will not find that freedom in any part of the world. Our masajid, our darlums, our madrasas. Makkah, Medina, they can't even speak against the Jews. Today I translated the khutbah by Maulana's house. Sheikh Salih bin Humayt translated, gave the khutbah. He's one of the few imams to say, Allahumma zimil al-yahud al-muhtallin al-ghasibin. Ya Allah, decimate the jutlas. The other imams, they all fear. We can't take the name Jews. In our Haram Sharif, they're fearing. Masjid al-Aqsa, they close whenever they want to. So imagine. So my brothers, my message to you is this. The new year has started. You make up your mind which side you want to be. Quran gives us a parable, that example. For amma zabadu fa yadhabu jufa. We're just seeing there's a glass here, no problem. This is our glass. No, I don't want. So this is the glass, you see? So now you go with a plane and you're on top and you see Durban. I'll be going next week, inshallah. So you see the foam and the bubble on top and you see the water at the bottom. You, O Muslim, Muslimah, make up your mind. For amma zabadu fa yadhabu jufa. That what is on top, the foam and bubble, is a sign of falsehood. America is on top, Israel is on top, the Zionists are on top. They all must fall. That is Quran telling us. Me and you, O Ummah, what we are? Wa amma ma yanfa'u an-nas. We are the water that is beneath the bubble. Take the water of Islam. We have the best and share it with the rest. Every day here in Delmas, wherever you are, Pumalanga, wherever. Speak to one person, two people, three people on Islam. The media is giving them the wrong story. Muslim terrorists, Muslim does. You must show we are the most peaceful people on this earth. And we want your goodness for you. Share our Islam. So inshallah we will do that. Every day speak to somebody of Islam and make dua that Allah take us with Iman and Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjidul Aqsa, and grant victory to our Mujahideen, and Allah Ta'ala protect our children and our youth also. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. You can extend this. Extend it, Ali. Extend the Muazzin, you give azan. Don't worry about this. In Dalum, your castle, I used to say, Al-Asaliman. No, you took it out in Sakara. Right, that's it. Now it's rough. Al-Asaliman, Asal. The stick is for those who don't listen. You give them one shot, you see. So don't make noise. I just give you one shot. Muazzin, give azin. Right.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. يا على الصلاة يا على الصلاة يا على الفلاح يا على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الملك الديان القوي السلطان الحنان المنان الذي كل يوم هو في شان أحمده في كل وقت وأشكره سرا وإعلان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم معاشر المسلمين اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة ولذتها فانية وحافلها فوت وآخرها موت قال عز وجل كل نفس ذائقة الموت. قال النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم: أفضل صيام بعد شهر رمضان شهر الله المحرم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: صوموا يوما قبله أو يوما بعده. رواه أحمد في مسنده. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، خصوصا منهم ذي الأصل الأريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم، وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين. اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجدد وطأتك على جيوش أمريكيين وإسرائيليين وبريطانيين وهنديين وأعداء الدين يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقم الصلاة. Switch off all the cell phones please brothers. Cell phone ko band kar lijiye. And straighten the sufuf in the rows inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. هي على الصلاة، هي على الصلاة، هي على الفلاح، هي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم انت السلام منك السلام اللهم انا عليك قولك وحسنك اللهم لا مانع لما اعطيت يا الله اللهم انا نسالك
You are listening to Merkez al-Sahaba, the voices of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.